You are listening to Friday Drive on 2SER 107.3. Now, 2SER listeners will be familiar with Greg Poppleton as part of his work with The Phantom Dancer, multi-award-winning music history, music and history show, a non-stop mix, a sonic journey. It's on Tuesdays at midday. The remix version is available at 5 on Saturdays. But he keeps on swinging outside of his time when he's on your radio. He's got his very own swing band with a gig coming up real soon called Sorcery in Swing, in which Greg will be joined by the gentleman magician himself, Bruce Glenn. And I'm very happy to welcome both of them to the Friday Drive studios right now. How are you going, Bruce and Glenn?
We're well, thank you.
Greg, I mean, Bruce Glenn.
it's a curse having a name like that.
I know.
Nice to be here, Danny.
I think I was going pretty good there with the intro. Greg, I'll start off with you. You've been doing the Phantom Dancer for quite some time. Now, how many years have you been on air here at 2SER?
I've been on air here since 1985.
And you've still been able to keep the fire going for the program?
I still have been. In fact, when I first started, I was asked by one of the staff whether I'd be able to continue with the program for 6 months if I had enough material.
So you've certainly proved them right on that one.
That's right.
But you, when did you first become interested in swing?
I became interested in swing at a very early age. In fact, at the age of 3, when I saw Louis Armstrong on TV, there was a break in programming. TV often broke down, not the TV set, but the TV stations, and they would put in soundies. And I saw Louis Armstrong. It was just him playing his trumpet with a white handkerchief, and I thought, this is brilliant. And so I tried to find as much of the music as I could, and it was very hard to find. And I suppose absence makes the heart grow fonder. So because it was a rare music, it got me even more interested.
And obviously, sort of the program that you make here, and it's not just on 2SER, it's also available on more than 20 stations across Australia as part of the community radio network. So lots of people nationwide are able to sample the Phantom Dancer. You're not just sort of playing records or anything like that. There's archival footage. There's all sorts of things that go into the making of this program.
Oh, that's right, because it's not only the radio program itself, but every week I publish a story about the feature artist for the week. So next week's feature artist is going to be Venezuelan Trinidadian British band leader Edmundo Ross. And you can see archival video of him, plus hear radio broadcasts from him, so broadcasts from the BBC from the 1940s and 1960s. I think the program is as much a social history program as it is a music program. Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those things that should definitely be there in the National Film and Sound Archives. And obviously your love of swing extends beyond that. You're a live performer as well. And both of you will be performing as part of an event that is called Sorcery and Swing, featuring magic and music. And this is happening Saturday, 12th of June, at the Castlereagh Boutique Hotel here in Castlereagh Street in Sydney. Can you give us a little bit of an idea about what's going to be happening on the night?
Well, I think Bruce, the gentleman magician,
himself.
I'll see if I can conjure up a view of what it might all look like on the night. I've always wanted to share the stage with Greg because I love his music too. But it just seemed to me that the style of music that he does, and the style of magic that I do, is quite different, because I, this gentleman magician thing harks back to the magic of the salons of Vienna and Paris in the early 19th century. So not quite the 1920s yet, but then of course extended into vaudeville and all that. So it just seemed to me, Greg and I worked together on some other projects, and you know, we're good friends, and we thought, well, this is a natural marriage. The gentleman magician and Australia's authentic 1920s, 1930s singer just seems to fit beautifully together. And then we found this wonderful venue, the Castlereagh Boutique Hotel, which was built in 1896, and it's been beautifully restored. So it's, you know, the feeling of the venue is there as well.
So it's going to be an immersive experience, because you're also encouraging patrons to come dressed for the affair.
That's right. Guys in ties and girls in pearls to be part of, as you say, this immersive experience with not only up-close music and up-close magic, but you're in a room that was rebuilt in the 1920s. It has a bit of a Victorian flair to it. It's not quite deco, but this incredibly extraordinary room inside this largely now deco hotel.
And are there the spirits of gigs gone by that still roam those hallways and will be turning up as part of your show?
You never know.
You never know. What could Bruce conjure up?
But the beauty of it is they're also going to dress it as a speakeasy.
Ah, wonderful.
So that everybody comes along in their 1920s gear and they're going into this secret speakeasy. You know, the speakeasy, I mean, that's just a fascinating story in itself from the 1920s because, I mean, in those days, the Prohibition era, it was illegal to make or to sell liquor, but it was not illegal to drink it. So you had these secret clubs spring up where, you know, nobody would ever talk about it in public. That's why they said they're speakeasy bars, because you speak easy, you don't speak loudly about it. You keep it a secret so that the feds don't raid you and set you down.
Well, I can't promise that the feds aren't going to raid this gig, but if they do, it seems like they're going to have a great time. You've got champagne and canapes on arrival. Of course, both the gentleman magician and Greg Poppleton and his band playing. If you want to find out more information about this, you go to the Castle Ray website, which is thecastleray.com.au. You can email them admin@thecastleray.com.au. You've got the information up on your website, Greg.
I do. So gregpoppletonmusic.com, but definitely visit thecastleray.com.au for all the information. And tickets, in fact, tickets are really selling fast. I'm not just saying
they
that.
Are. Yes,
it's about 70% sold, so there's a lot of interest.
Well, I'd say it's probably going to be just the tonic for we're sort of now coming into a stage where we can begin partying and congregating in speakeasies. Yes.
Indeed, indeed. And may I just say very, very quickly that while most people think of speakeasies as something American, the word is Australian.
Is that right?
That's right, yeah. Speakeasies originated in Australia, and we also had Prohibition here in the 1920s in places like Canberra, for example.
Typical.
Right.
Yes. But we won't be bringing the spirit of Canberra to the Castlereagh Boutique Hotel on the 12th.
Now, Bruce, I don't know if I can ask you to do a magic trick on air. That might be beyond your capabilities. But, Greg, that I do know that we can play a track from you, which will give a bit of an indication as to what people can expect. But just those details again before I let you both go. It's 7 p.m. Saturday, 12th of June at the Castlereagh Boutique Hotel. The Sydney Solstice Speakeasy presents Sorcery and Swing, Magic and Music, with Bruce Glenn, the Gentleman Magician, Greg Poppleton and his band. Thank you so much for joining me here. Any final words to let everyone know about before I let you on out of the studio?
Yes, Bruce, please let me down now and stop levitating.
I'm going to disappear now.
Greg, what's this song of yours we're going to listen to?
This is Sweet Sue, and it's from our album of, it's called Tin Pan Alley Volume 1.
And of course, don't forget to tune in middays every Tuesdays and 5 p.m. Saturdays afternoons for The Phantom Dancer on 2SER. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Danny.
Thank you.